it's been a competitive situation, not only there but at other positions, and you know, we're working towards that right now in terms of practicing it that way. Who's going to be playing where?
Coach Malachi once told us that they wanted to score touchdowns when they got in the red zone.
Red zone. Okay. Well, I just wanted to be preemptive today. Okay. since it's Monday and Labor Day, okay. Make your job a little bit easier.
Will you tell us who the punt returner will be?
Well, who the punt returner? No, I can't tell you who the punt returner is going to be either. You know, we've got three guys on our team that we feel can do it, and you know, we'll trot that guy out there, hopefully on the first series, and that we're out there on defense. So, and again, I don't mean to be non-transparent, but I don't think it gives us any advantage to talk about who's going to play in what positions in our opening game.
So, Tune and Harry are two. Who's number three of them? Your punt return guy. I'm conjecturing.
You're conjecturing. We have another guy that has done it.
Okay.
So you're okay with maybe if a guy didn't do it during the preseason?
That's correct. We spend a whole lot of time pre-practice. We've had guys that have caught the ball in our practice situations. It's not a prerequisite, especially for a veteran player that's done it before. That if he hasn't done it in the preseason game, wouldn't have a problem at all putting him in there to return punts during the regular season.
Speedy, we also don't know who the starting officials are going to be. And I'm curious what your thoughts were about just, you know, general, the way the guys handled, you know, the situation. I know, you know, public comment about officiating is one thing, but, you know, just is there any way you go into this after looking at preseason?
The way that we approach it is, guys, we can only concern ourselves with what we can control, and we've got no control over that situation. You know, we're going to go in, and our preparation doesn't change regardless of who is calling the game, and that's how we have to approach it. I think it's a waste of energy to even concern yourself with it.
With the success you've had in your 4 years here, can you talk about the challenge presented by the more difficult schedule that you end up facing on a daily basis? Yeah.
I think all four of them have been pretty challenging, John, in terms of our schedules. You know, and some schedules look one way at the beginning of the season, and they can be completely different when you get 5-6 games into it. I think it's challenging early on through the first quarter of the season, because we're going to play three very good quarterbacks that have gone to Pro Bowls in the first quarter. You know, we break the season down into quarters. So we've got three quarterbacks in the first four games that have been to Pro Bowls. But I don't think it's any more challenging than any other year. There's always the unknown when you start out the regular season. Everybody's working on different things in the preseason, trying to put their team together, build their team, and get to a 53-man roster. And now that we've done that, we're going to get an opportunity to go kick off and play. And I know our guys are anxious. We haven't started our game planning. We'll start that on Wednesday. Thomas and his staff do a great job in preparing our coaches to have a good squad. And when you've had the success that we've had, the more success you have, the tougher those decisions are to get to a 53-man roster. And by far, this was the toughest year for us as a staff to make those decisions.
What impressed you all about a kid like Josh Harris? I believe he was one of the top long snappers coming out of college last year.
His velocity on the ball is extremely good. He is a guy that can, not only on the long snaps, but on the short snaps, they can get it back there very quickly. And again, it's all about handling times. You're working on splits of how you're going to get the ball from the center to the holder, how the holder's going to get it to the tee, and the kicker's going to kick it. And on a punt, there's certain parameters that we look at, and he's got very good velocity on his long snap and short snaps.
With the roster being finalized, what ways do you think maybe you're better?
Well, I think we're better because we're a more mature team. We've gone through five draft classes. When you go through five draft classes, I think you have a nucleus of players that are on your team that you've drafted, that your personnel department and coaches have gone through the process in evaluating them. I think it's a more mature team. We've got a lot of guys that have played a lot of football, and even though chronologically they're young, they've got a lot of snaps underneath their belt, and I think experience is a very important factor, especially early in the season.